So as you can see, today I'm in a totally different setting and I don't have Shan next to me. I do have another special guest, which I am so excited to introduce to you. But before we get into this week's episode, I do just want to talk a little bit more about the Patreon. So if you aren't aware, me and Shan have a new membership where you can get lots of extra good content. So over there, we do a Zoom call every month. We do a blog post once a month, a bonus episode every week where we answer one of your questions. We also have a group chat and you get 2 days early access to the podcast. And this week's bonus episode is obviously going to include our special guest. And I'm so excited to introduce her. Welcome to Nail Tech Natters. I'm Liv and today I am joined by Maisie.
Hello, everybody.
So, do you want to introduce yourself to everyone who doesn't know who you are?
Yes. So, I'm Maisie. I'm 22 years old. I have been in nail tech for almost 5 years now, which, honestly...
is mad.
It's disgusting. It's actually disgusting. Like,
how old are you?
22.
Oh, you just said that. Wow, this is going really well.
I left school 5 years ago. It's just like actually ridiculous.
I left school 11 years ago.
All right,
talk
whatever.
About feeling old.
You can one up me.
I don't know if that's a one up.
Yeah. No, but I went sixth form and then had no idea what I wanted to do afterwards. Yeah. Everyone was going to university and it was the COVID year as well. So,
oh gosh.
Yeah, I was not in a good place at that time. Well, no. I was fine mentally, but like just.
The world wasn't in a good place.
No, the world was not good.
No, it was not.
So I was like, right, I'm just going to take a gap year.
A gap year?
Obviously. Just see like what I want to do and go with it. And I was doing like a bit of makeup. I know you used to do a bit of makeup, didn't you, Shan?
I did. I'm here in spirit.
Sorry, Shan, I forgot to say that.
There she is.
Fabulous angle.
I'm
gonna
get in there.
She is here watching us.
Watching over.
Yeah. She's here. She's not missing and she will be hosting the Patreon episode. So you will get a bit of Shan this week if you head over to Patreon. Anyway, carry on, Maisie.
So I was gonna go and do makeup. Oops. But actually I went to go have a look at the college and not to be horrible, but the tutor was like 60 with bright red cheeks and blue eyeshadow. So I was like,
oh, bless
him. Do I want
him.
You to teach
bless.
Her?
Oh, her.
And she was like literally bright red. She looked like a clown. I'm going to be honest. I mean, maybe that was the look, but yeah. I was like, I don't really think that's for me. And also my mum's a makeup artist. She kind of taught me a bit of that. And then I actually saw the nail tech teacher. And I was like, you know what? Let's just do that for a year.
Really? So it was just like on a whim.
Honestly,
you just was like,
it's crazy. I've always like been obsessed with doing my nails and nail art and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'd never got my nails done before. I'd never.
Oh my God.
I know. Honestly, it's kind of mad how it just happened, but everything happens for a reason.
It does, definitely.
So I went to do 1 year course and here I am today.
Here you are.
Just kind of fell into it.
You've got your fingers in a lot of pies.
Do you want to tell us? Well, I do like all the other treatments at LVL Brows, but like nails is my main thing. Yeah. I also do some little children's pamper parties.
Which... I love that. When I saw that you'd announced that, I was like, oh my God, that is such a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I was always like, when I was younger, I thought, right, I do actually want to be like a nursery teacher or something.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it day in, day out. That is just far too much.
Shan knows what that's about.
No, not for me, not for me. But a little bit here and there, I can definitely do. So I've been doing that. I'm obviously hosting my event in June. Do a few TikTok and Instagram bits.
Just a few TikTok and Instagram bits.
That's
you know.
It. I'm not. Yeah, of course. I hate talking about myself, I'm not gonna lie. It's quite a lot.
I hate talking about myself as well, so it's fine. We can move on.
What would you say? What's your TikTok bits?
I just have a little TikTok. It's fine.
Just a few TikTok bits.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just a few 1 million views for you. Just here and there.
Okay, we're moving on. Let's not talk about that because the imposter syndrome kicks in.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
How do you struggle with it?
Yeah, I just hate it. You know, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but when I stood up in front of everyone at my event and looked at them all, I was like,
uh-oh.
I can't speak to all these people. why is everyone here?
Yeah. They're not here for me, no.
No, absolutely not. It was just like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I felt like, oh my God, like, I can't wait to meet the event organizer. I was like, that's me. Oh my God. Like, what am I doing?
But there's no one to meet, just myself.
Yeah, it was quite a lot. But
that is crazy. So, I've got obviously got some questions for you just to keep us on track because, you know, if you know me and Shan, we tend to waffle.
So I feel we could get sidetracked.
Yes, easily.
I'm not much better.
No. So, what's been the biggest lesson you've learned since starting in the industry?
I think when I started, I was obviously like an 18-year-old girl, very timid. I was going to say I had the thinnest skin, but I don't really think that's what you... Is that right?
Basically, I know what you mean.
Is you've got to have thick skin.
You do, yes.
The amount of times, like when I started, I just finished client and just burst out crying. It was just ridiculous.
Oh, no.
So I'd say, what was the question again?
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in
the biggest lesson to have thick skin, just like let things go over your head.
Yes.
You know when someone messages or like after they come back with the nails and they say, I didn't really like that design. I'm like... God,
yeah,
well, it's got
brutal.
Nothing to do with me. Like no. They obviously chose it. I did it well.
Yeah,
but they just didn't like it. And then like when someone cancels last minute.
Yes, it is so easy to get in your head.
Oh, 100%.
About so many things being a nail tech,
yeah.
Especially because we're self-employed. It's like you just go into instant panic mode and you take everything personally.
Yeah, definitely.
So I would agree with you 100%. You've just got to like let things wash over you and just let it be what it is.
Yeah.
And like everything's a lesson learned as well.
When someone cancels, I'm thinking, oh my God, like they're never coming back. But actually, they're just ill.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a little bit of sniffle in the nose. And also like reinforce the blooming cancellation policies.
Oh yeah,
you know, all of that, like be confident in your policies.
Yes,
be, I don't know, like what's just have thick skin and just let things go over your head.
Be more business headed about it rather than like personal. You've got to sort of separate it, haven't you?
Yeah,
even
for
though
sure.
It's really hard.
it's so hard.
It's really hard.
But that's like my biggest bit of advice from you.
I love that. That is really good advice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're just gonna get like gassed up. Come
on, you're making me blush.
Like blushing the whole time. Right. So let's move on to talking about Maisie's Nail Tech Summer Soiree. Are you excited?
I can't bloody wait. I'm absolutely buzzing.
I'm so excited. So me and Shan missed... It was in November, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, me and Shan didn't go to that one. We weren't even friends then. How weird is that? she's shaking her head, by the way. I forget that they can't see you. We need a Shan cam. I'm
like, do you want to just perch yourself here?
Just come
I'll pass the mic over. You could perch yourself here if you want.
Sit behind us.
I've got something to say.
Yeah. Put my hand up, like a
scorpion. Yes. So yeah, me and Shan missed the last soiree, but we are so excited that you're doing another one because we're both coming to this one together.
Oh, it's so nice that you're coming.
Tell us all about it. Where did it come from? Where did the idea come from? What birthed the idea?
Honestly, it's one of those things I actually have no idea. Like, my parents were on holiday. I honestly can't even remember.
Is it like a blur?
Well, obviously, like, we met each other first at the Hona
event.
Yes,
we did, yeah.
The Hona event was, like, the best thing I ever did.
It was so good, yeah.
Because
you went to the one before that as well, didn't you?
I've been to...
Three or
four now?
Because you went to Moonlight, Fiesta, Rodeo Nights, and then the Christmas party.
Yes,
yeah.
Three, yes. Yeah. But, like, the first one... Obviously, it's in South Wales, so quite a trek. I was like, do I go, do I not?
Yeah.
And I went, and then I made my two nail besties,
yes.
Eloise and Abby.
Shout out!
But if I didn't do that, like, at that point in my life, I'd just rebranded to Hona as well. So
it
was quite, like, a daunting time, obviously,
changing
brands completely. So going to the party was just amazing, just to meet people and... Obviously, most people have been through a similar experience or like just had the same beliefs and morals with it all. So we all had like shared passion there. But I just felt like it really re-energized me and just going back to work. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Here
we go. I love my job.
Yeah, honestly, like, and also it's such a social job, but you don't speak to other people. I know,
yeah. It's like the most social job in the fact that you talk to so many people, but you don't talk to anyone that can relate to you and how you feel.
It can be quite like a lonely place, not to get a bit sad, but
it can, it really can.
100%. That's why like all of this is so good, just to have like a community with it all. And that's like why I started my TikTok and stuff. So basically there were so many people who I wanted to meet as well who didn't go to the Hona events because they don't use the same products, and I was like, I want to meet all these people. And like I was making so many friends on TikTok, you two, like it was just I needed something to bring everyone together. So I thought, let's just do an event.
Let's just do it. You know, let's just throw an event together.
Like, I thrive in things like that. I love organising. Like, give me a party and I'm going all out.
Really?
The decorations and all, yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah, at the weekend I was planning it all. I had my little notebook out. I have to, pen and paper always.
Yes.
I can't do iPad. I've got an iPad, but I can't, like...
See, we use notes a lot for, like, communicating because we can share the notes so you can collaborate.
Yeah.
But if I'm like working and I've got like a full day like on my laptop or something, I am writing it down. Yeah. Like I've got to have a list of what I'm doing on paper.
To-do list for sure. I need a highlighter.
Yeah. Yes.
100%. That's me. So yeah, I was like planning all at the weekend and I'm just getting so excited. Like we've got so many different things. I'm trying not to like give too much away because...
Are you going to give us some sneak peeks? Maybe on the Patreon.
Okay.
On the Patreon.
Head on over there.
You could like give us a little something.
Just a little teaser.
Just a little teaser, yeah.
for sure. But yeah, like generally there'll be a massive raffle. I've got actually some prizes in the corner over there.
Oh.
Starting to build a collection.
Oh, that's exciting.
All the proceeds are going to charity. We raised £1,300 last
year.
That
is amazing.
I know. I mean, people buying like £60 worth of raffle tickets. I was like, go on, girls.
Really?
Could never be me, but...
Oh, my gosh.
But then, to be fair, like, they were leaving with £150 prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was Hona detail paint collections. We had Katie Barnes drill bits, like...
Wow.
Nibovi. There was so much. There was, like, whole Siren skincare.
Oh, my gosh.
So all of the, like, raffle prizes were amazing. Even if you spent £6 and won one of them, you would have made it back.
Did last year's event, obviously was your first event, did it go how you wanted it to, and was it what you imagined? Because I imagine like when you thought up doing the event, you sort of like had an idea in your head of what you wanted it to be and what the execution was going to be. Did it sort of live up to that in your head?
Well, pretty much like the main thing is just to bring people together.
Yes.
And when I'm looking around and people are walking by themselves and then like 5 minutes later I can see them in a big group talking and smiling, because oh god, my heart was like breaking for people. But it's obviously what you've got to do when they're walking in, and I like would run over and be like, hi, you all right? And they're like, oh my god, I'm so stressed. I'm like, me too, it's okay. But I'm like, get a drink, there's a cocktail over there, there's people over there. And then just like 5 minutes later seeing them speaking to people, and then an hour later we're on the dance floor having a jig to Mamma Mia. Like that was just the best thing ever. Like
I bet it was the best feeling.
It
like
was
knowing
so
that
nice.
You had brought those people together.
And then like a lot of them have met up since then, and they're all coming to the one.
It's how June. I imagine Hona feel when they see that you've made Eloise and Abigail as friends for life.
Definitely.
Like, just that warm feeling.
Yeah. Because it's like it wouldn't have happened otherwise, I don't think.
I love that.
So like I think it all happened so quick. I don't know whether I said, but it was literally like a month and a half where I just wanted to do it and I just did it.
Because I couldn't come because I'd already had my Christmas diary open. So I was already like booked up on the Monday. So that's why I couldn't make it.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, because you'd done it like that. Like literally
I know,
it was just,
I don't know. I don't really know why I did that. Like I could have just given myself more time, but it's because I wanted to do it before Christmas.
Yes, yeah.
And I didn't want to do it in December because everyone was like so
busy.
So yeah, I think it all did go to plan. I mean, I've definitely got like some extra bits I want to do this year.
I was just going to ask you, how does this year's event differ from last year? I know that you can't give too much away, but is there big differences? Like, is there like things that you learned from doing the event last year that you want to sort of implement?
Kind of like the main thing, which I want not to be different, but to like improve on this year, is I know a lot of people didn't come because they were too nervous, and I'm really trying to like think how I can make... So I've made a WhatsApp group. There was a WhatsApp group last time, but I didn't let people join until they'd bought the ticket.
Right, okay.
This time I've said, like, if you want to join the WhatsApp group and find someone from where you're coming from, or, like, so you might be getting a train and it stops off somewhere, then you can meet people there. Because I know a lot of people didn't come.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad. And people have been like, oh, I would have loved to come, but I was too scared. Or, like, actually quite a few people pulled out on the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is just, like... gutting, but like I completely get it, because I could have done that with a Hona event. Like, I was literally walking in like this.
Do you know how many people were there at your last event?
Well, 120 people bought tickets.
Oh, wow.
But I think there was like 15 goodie bags left over, so
okay, well, that's not too bad.
No,
there's always going to be people that pull out, isn't there,
like at the end of the day. Ill or whatever.
Losers.
So yeah, I don't really think, like, the main thing's going to be quite similar with raffle prizes. There's a DJ. It's in a nicer venue this time.
Is it?
Yeah, I went to go visit it last week, and it's pretty gorge.
That's exciting.
And obviously it's summer, so summer vibes all around.
Yes, summer dresses.
Summer is where I thrive.
Cocktails.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
I'll give you a little teaser for this.
Oh, I'm gonna, she's going to end up spilling so many things. I'm going to have to be like, Maisie,
I know. I'm going to have a little, like, garnish station for when you come in. Like, there's a Prosecco, and then you could, like, put a little raspberry in, a little straw.
God.
Maybe a bit of candy floss on the side, like some Prosecco shimmer. Like, help yourself, girl.
Stop. That is so cute.
I just think that is really summer vibes.
Yes.
Channeling the summer energy.
Absolutely. Definitely.
So, yeah.
We need
that. That's just a very small teaser.
Just the little tiny one. I'm like, give me all of the details.
I don't actually think I've said where it is or anything, like the day.
No, we'll do that at the end as well.
All right, great.
Don't worry. I'll give you a chance to say that. What was the most challenging part of organising the event?
I think it was just bringing it all together, and also when you've got a full-time job on the side. Like, if that was my full-time job as an event organiser, then I'd be fine.
Yeah, it'd be easy, wouldn't it? Because, like, that's just your sole focus. Whereas, like, when you've got so many other things to think about.
Finishing work at 7:30, and then it's like, right, I'll do 2 hours of event organising.
Yeah.
I loved it. It wasn't work. But obviously, I've still got to, like, respond to emails.
Of course, yeah.
And it's just, like, keeping on. That's why I need a to-do list.
Yeah,
to
yes.
To just tick off. I said to my mum yesterday, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, and she said, have you got a to-do list, mate? I said... Lou, I'm not gonna lie.
She knows you too well.
Isn't happening, but I've got that sorted now, so it's all good.
That's good. So you've done a lot of ticking off.
I've done the ticks, and not the ticks, the highlighter.
Oh, okay, sorry.
My pastel highlighters.
The look she gave me there, I was like, oh.
Please tell me you highlight, not tick.
I do a bit both. It depends if I've got my highlighter with me.
Right.
I did actually get a new stationery set for my birthday, which is very nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Pastel.
Pastel highlighters, yeah.
Lovely. Stabilo. Is that how we say it?
No, it wasn't Stabilo. I think it was like a Korean brand.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Send over. You can never have enough stationery.
No, absolutely not. And my mum has definitely, like, passed down that to me, because she's obsessed with, like, notebooks, pens, like,
do you not think that's a nail tech kind of thing, though, as well? I feel like that has a lot of overlap.
Yes, definitely.
Like, all of the different pens which I use, it's just like, well,
all the different brushes, yeah.
Yeah. Did you do art in school?
Yes, I did double art, yeah.
I didn't at all.
Did you not?
No,
people always ask me, like, are you good at art? And I'm like, well...
yeah.
On nails, yeah, but...
I know, I always say that, because if you gave me a paintbrush and said, go on, Maisie, go crazy, I would be like, I've got no idea. Could you paint a bird?
If I had a photo, yes, I could. I reckon I could, like, replicate a picture pretty well.
Yeah.
But if you were to, like, just give me a canvas and be like, paint something, it'd be abstract. Like, it'd be, like, something funky. Like,
that's,
it wouldn't be.
I'm the same, like... But people can do that. If they say, right, paint a robin, I'm like, what? I can't even picture it. I know what a robin looks like, but I couldn't picture it to actually...
No.
But some people's... It's crazy how...
There's this girl on TikTok, actually, and she sets, like, a 60-minute timer, and somebody, like, leaves a comment of, like, something really obscure for her to draw, like, just a quick drawing.
What on earth?
And it was, like, the one that I watched was, like, a shrimp holding an umbrella.
Oh.
She did it in 60 seconds.
Did she do it just from her mind?
From her head. I was like, how did you do that?
I couldn't even, like, a shrimp.
I couldn't even imagine that.
Yeah, I could probably do an umbrella.
Yes.
But a shrimp, no.
No, no. Yeah, an umbrella. that's where we draw the line.
Are you like that with nails, though? Because I need a picture. If someone says, I want floral nails, I'm like, okay, there's so many different floral nails. Like, okay. Show me a picture.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It depends. So, like, if I'm in a really creative mood.
Yeah.
I think because I've been doing it for a while now, and I've sort of tried so many different things, I can sort of, like, pull something out of nowhere. Because I know the techniques, if that makes sense.
When you did your Highland Cow, was that from your head?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you can do it. Like, if someone said, draw a Highland Cow, I'd be like, what?
Okay, you called me out. It's fine. I can
come
do
on
it.
Now.
But, yeah, shut up, you. You're not in this episode.
I was like, hang on a sec. I'm sure you did that from...
Yeah, but that is... It's so different, though. Like... Do it, like, if you were to give me, like, a piece of paper, I would not be able to do that. But because it's on a nail...
Oh, really?
Well, it's because it's small, isn't it? And, like, working with gel products is so different to working with, like, paints or, like, pencils.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's
true.
Anyway, we're getting really sidetracked. It's happened already. Right, let's get back
Sorry,
on track.
I'm guilty of that.
It's fine. What part of the event are you most excited about?
That was such a sidetrack. Why are we even talking about Highland Cow?
I have no idea.
Definitely just like getting to the point where nervous energy's gone with everyone.
Yes.
And with on the dance floor having a dance.
Drinking our I don't know what I was gonna say.
Off.
Yeah. That works. Drinking our little bottoms off.
Definitely that's it. And like just last time I got really emotional when I like stood up and spoke to everyone to say thanks for coming. But, like, this time I really want to just take it in. Because last time I was like, what the...
Yeah.
That was proper imposter.
I think because you've done it before. Because I would imagine, like, last time it was so many unknowns. Like, you didn't know, like, how many people were coming. Like, you know, how people were going to react or, like, interact with each other. Whereas, like, now you know that you've done it once and it went really well. And this time it's only going to go better.
Yeah.
So, like, you probably will be able to just, like, soak it all up and just,
definitely,
like, enjoy it
definitely.
A lot more.
I think, I mean, that's the same with any, like, first-time experience,
isn't
it? Yes, I just, like, it was all a bit of a shock. And I remember just being like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, this time, if I'm, like, literally running around like a headless chicken, just say, Maisie. Breathe.
Chill out
right now.
Yeah.
Take it in.
Have a drink.
My mum was like, I mean, my mum did take the alcohol away from me at one point.
Did she? I mean, you got at Rodeo Nights, the Hona event, she was not okay.
Don't out me like that.
I loved it though. We were dancing our little
bottoms
off.
Absolutely, you gotta do it. But that's because I get nervous. I'm like, pass me another drink. I need a drink.
Yes.
And also, there was free welcome drinks, and there was so many prosecco.
Mike was like, "Go and get another drink."
I was like, "All right, I'm gonna say that free."
Literally.
Love a welcome prosecco.
Yes, I don't really like prosecco, but I'll drink it at your event. Don't worry.
With a raspberry.
I'll force it down my throat.
Only if I have to.
Only if I have to. God.
Sorry about that.
I expect you to have a different drink set up for me.
To be fair, last time I had cocktails, and I did want cocktails this time, but the venue is being really annoying about that. They just said like £11 per person for a welcome cocktail.
Oh,
let's not be ridiculous now.
That's
stupid.
A lot.
I said, what about just even an Aperol Spritz or a Hugo Spritz?
Yeah.
And they were like, no, £11.50.
Okay.
So,
Prosecco it is.
Prosecco it is.
I will take my Prosecco and I will drink it happily. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, talking about like brands, so obviously you do your raffle and you collaborated with lots of different brands. How did that come about? Did you like choose what brands you wanted to collaborate with and reach out to them? Like, how did that sort of work?
So I wanted to keep it as like broad as possible because obviously I use Hona, but everyone else uses different brands.
Yeah, and you didn't want it, I suppose the difference between the Hona event and your event was that you wanted to broaden it a little
Absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, yeah. And like, you know when nail techs are, I would never have someone, a weird energy between different, I don't care. Like,
no.
Use what you want to use. If it works for you and your clients, then that's it.
As long as you're a nice person.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Exactly, that's it. So I just wanted to keep it as broad as possible. This year I've actually contacted a few more brands. Mm. A lot of brands contacted me as well, but I want to have, so I've got bigger brands, but I also want some like smaller businesses.
Independent.
Yeah, so yeah. I said, you're a brand for Polished by Lauren. She's donating for the raffle.
Is she?
She is.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And yay. Like, we've got some uni gloves over there, which are just the...
Oh, amazing.
Just little ones, which I want to support. I'm not going to say anymore.
No, don't say it. Don't spill the beans.
Literally, jeez. Stop, Maisie.
She's going to just sit here and tell us everything about everything. Nothing's a surprise.
Literally, just put it on your Instagram. Maisie tells everything about the event. Lock me up.
She spills all the tea.
Honestly.
No, you've got to stop. But
tell me to stop.
So basically, like... It's like I suppose a bit of both. Like, you reach out, they reach out.
Yeah,
You just, like, choose based off of what feels right, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be cheeky as well. Like, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Absolutely.
So a lot of brands didn't actually know. Like, the first time I was doing the event, they didn't know that I was actually doing it. So
yeah.
I messaged them and they were like, oh, yeah, of course, we'd love to support you. So that was great.
Did I see something about... I don't want to spill too much. But oh. I haven't... I'm sure I've seen it on your...
Okay.
Is it Botella?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're actually coming.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I know. Have you got those little?
No, I don't have them. But I've used them.
Well, you might
them
win
before.
Them in the raffle.
Oh. I'll be buying £60 worth of raffle tickets.
You've got to do it. You've got to.
I will.
Raise the bar.
Okay, 150.
Been there, done that.
Bought the T-shirt. Yacht. Right. Okay. So last question about this year's event. If someone is thinking about coming but they're really nervous, or they're having those like worries of like coming on their own, what would you say to them?
Take the risk or lose the chance.
Oh,
sorry,
just pulled that out of her ass.
<the mic.
laughs> I love it.
No, but that's it, and that's actually what I really want to live by, because like I said, I could have not gone to the HONA event, and the amount of opportunities. Sorry,
what, me drinking my drink? I was trying to do it quietly. God, Maisie.
Sorry.
Just draw attention to it.
Okay, moving on.
Carry on.
If I hadn't have gone to the HONA event, then literally,
yes.
I wouldn't have... There's so many things which have come out of it. And
I wouldn't be sat here today, I'm just telling you. I would have been too nervous. If I hadn't have met you before, we would not, we'd not be doing this.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Like, I met... So, well, I wouldn't have been on Clawgasmic's podcast or anything.
Yeah.
So there's so much, and I mean, the first event I went to, it was just a partying event, and then the second event, I was
a guest speaker,
a
masterclass host,
and that's it. Like, I
yours
when
was
she...
the best, just saying, sorry.
Oh my god, thank you.
You're very welcome. I am actually not just saying that, like, you were very natural, like, you just sort of...
Oh, thanks. Honestly, when she sent me that email, I was like... Because she sent it to me about 4 months before. And
yeah,
she said,
same. I was in the middle of London when they'd sent me the email about the panel,
and
like, I was like, ugh.
I just thought, I can't... I said to Mum, I can't do it, mate.
No.
I cannot do that.
I said that as well.
But I did it, and, like, it was honestly a proper bucket list thing.
You
it
did
off.
It, and you did fab. I did it, and I did...
What on earth? Don't be ridiculous.
No, I actually... I
remember you saying that afterwards.
Yeah, it was awful.
No, it wasn't.
I basically, like, the event, like, ended, the day event, and I ran. I was like, Harvey, we're going. We went and go and sat in Nando's, and I was like, that was terrible. And he was like,
it wasn't.
I was like,
you're your
was.
Own worst critic.
I know.
It wasn't. I think you would have thrived on your own better.
Yeah, I do as well. I think, like, the questions were a little bit too intense.
Yeah, I mean, it was intense for you. Like,
at least I
was doing something.
Yes.
So we
should have
got you on stage to do a Highland Cow tutorial.
I would have smashed that.
You absolutely would have.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll even do a sheep as well.
No, but I remember when I was, like, looking up, I thought, throw a sheep in there. Sorry, I just...
She just braced over that.
Oh, my God, that is your niche.
Yeah, farm animals.
No, but... If I was, like, just speaking, I would not have been able to do that.
No, like, just stood
you were
on...
Like, and
yeah.
I was just looking. And also, you were the last one as well.
Yeah.
But you... Don't be ridiculous. You were great. You smashed it up.
Thanks.
Oh, I don't feel like you're not listening to what I'm
saying.
No,
I'm not.
So
sorry.
You need to rethink that one.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. But we got sidetracked again. So what would you say to somebody that's
take the risk or lose the chance.
Okay, that's it.
If you don't call me, you lose the chance to make loads of friends.
Yeah, I think, like, if you are nervous, like, I can't really talk because I don't think I would come to an event on my own. Like, I'd be really nervous.
Yeah, I messaged Eloise and Abby first.
Oh, did you?
But that's why, like, I've made this WhatsApp group.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I am in the WhatsApp group and I've not said hi. I'm just, like, stalking in the background. But
so fair. That's what I'm doing as well.
Yeah, just, like, scroll.
I'm just letting people talk. Like, it is literally just, if someone wants to say, where are you coming from, then people can
I've already seen, like, so many people in there saying, like, oh, I'm getting this train at this time, or, like, I'm staying at this hotel, like, can we walk back together?
Yeah.
And I think it's such a good idea to have that group chat so that even if somebody is thinking about coming, they can see that people are already connecting.
And, like, they might be on that train line and think, yeah, I'll go. But if I wouldn't, I definitely would. I mean, I dragged my mother to the Hona event the first time.
Did you?
Yeah.
I dragged Harvey.
You gotta do it. Like, she didn't come with me, though, to be fair. He was the life and soul of the party.
He actually was. He was loving that line dancing. He was absolutely living for
it.
I was,
brilliant.
Like, sat in a corner and Harvey's, like, dancing away with all these girls. I was you go for it.
That's fair. Like, I wouldn't have gone by myself.
No.
That's why, like, and driving to an event, I completely get it when people say, I'm too nervous to go.
Yeah.
You're the same, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't. But to have someone there, and also then the next time, you just don't know who you'll meet, you don't know what will happen. And, like, the worst case scenario, you feel a bit
off. Just have a drink and
there's always someone there, like, I'll be floating around.
Yeah.
If you buy, there was never anyone by themselves last time.
No.
And if there was, I'd be like, right, let me introduce you to this person.
Yeah.
You use Glitterbells. Talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, and everyone's got a shared passion, so
that's what I try and, like, keep in my head is, like, everyone has the same interest. Like, we are literally all nail technicians.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You're gonna have something to talk
about.
It's
a hobby. Like, it's not just a job. We're not working in retail or something where, like, there's not much to talk about. We're actually, like, all doing it, and it's something which we're so passionate about. So.
Yes.
You could, I mean, that's what we'll be talking about later.
Yeah.
And, like, realistically, I don't know whether we've got much in common.
No.
We're all nail techs.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
We can just chat about that.
100%. But there's literally, like, 50-year-olds coming, 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds. Like, there's such a wide range of people coming from all different places. We've got people from Scotland, people from London. Like, people are travelling far.
Wow.
Which is amazing, but it's
for
just...
your event.
All right, stop it now. That's a bit far.
Sorry.
No, but it's actually, like, it's not for me, it's for people to come together, and it is such a lovely opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's such a, like, nice thing to do for the nail community.
Yeah,
definitely, because we are all self-employed, so
that's it. It's so important. That's it. And that's why that was the main thing with the Christmas event. I just wanted to have a Christmas party, because why have
who
I
doesn't
never
want
had
a Christmas party?
I've never had one in my life.
Really?
Well, I've
I
always
never have actually either. Why did I just say really?
Really? But, like, if you work in retail, great. Let's all go out. Team Tesco out on the town.
Yeah, true.
Like,
why can't we do that? She's just giggling away over there.
With the Team Tesco.
Team Tesco.
Yeah, but why? I wanted that. You know, why have I not had that? So that was the main thing, really, the first time.
I think
time.
The only thing is really annoying that we all live so far away from
one
another.
I know.
Like, that's
And also, it's also a bit of a weird thing as well with people in your area.
Mm.
Like, I'm not really that friendly with... I'm not friends with nail techs.
Yeah, like, you don't
area.
Know other nail techs.
Yeah, it's not that I've chosen not to be, but obviously there is just that... thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
You might have the same clients. I mean, there are a few people who I'm friends with, and there is a girl coming from where I live.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's nicer to have friends from all over, because, like, you're not going to steal my clients.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I might move in here.
When they hear about
Airbnb.
The Highland cows, God. If someone wants a Highland cow nail, I will send them to you.
Okay. Yeah. Deal.
Or a sheep.
Yeah, that's fine. A chicken.
Oh, yeah. That's really branching out.
Branching to the birds.
But that's it, isn't it?
Might do some pigeons.
Oh, wow.
I've actually seen some pigeon nails that are really cute.
No.
No, they are.
No.
They are.
They're not.
They're wearing, like, little hats and, like, they're really cute. Trust me. I'll send
you
them.
Do you like pigeons?
Not particularly, but...
They are
painted on nails.
Mm. you have a pigeon on a t-shirt?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not fussy.
If it's... Come to the home, to the next, to my nail event with a little pigeon on your t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Come with pigeons on your nails and we can make it.
Okay, that's fine.
With a little party hat.
I'll do that just for you. Just on my thumb.
What the hell? You actually haven't seen pigeon nails, have you?
Yes, I have. I'm not lying.
You need to send them to me instantly.
I will. I'll find them on my phone.
Insta.
My phone that's over there. I would show you right now, but I can't. Okay, so about last year's event, was there like a particular moment that's like stuck out to you at all?
It was just seeing everyone dancing. Yeah. And just like all connecting. And just the change in people walking in and being so nervous and then half an hour later being like so chilled.
Yeah.
And just all the messages I got afterwards as well was just so lovely. So yeah, it was just seeing everyone happy, really.
Love that. So we're gonna move on to talking about like more like nail tech stuff. So do you want to tell everybody like where your event is, how they can get tickets, all of that jazz? We'll do that now and then we can move on.
Let's
to
get it out there.
Go for it.
Right. So Sunday the 8th of June.
Yes.
7 p.m. until 12 p.m.
She's serious.
I'm just making sure I'm getting the details correct because I've done this the other day. I said it was in slug and lettuce and not picture and piano.
Oh, no.
It's picture and piano. Could you imagine?
Everyone just shows up.
But they're so different. I don't know why I've been. Anyway, Sunday the 8th of June, 7 p.m. till 12, picture and piano.
In York.
York.
Yes. Not the and one in also, London, because I think there's one in London, isn't there? A picture and
there's
piano.
There's loads. There was one in Harrogate.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Last time there was four revs, I was unaware, and it was in Revolution in Leeds. Oh. And a few people went to the wrong ones.
Oh, no. Revolutions are everywhere.
So I better actually... No, there's only one in York, one picture and piano, so we're going to be fine.
There is only one. Yeah, I've checked. Don't
okay,
worry.
Great. Phew.
Can confirm. So where can it... Oh, God. Where can they buy tickets?
On my Eventbrite link. I've got it linked in my bio. Sales go off...
26th of May.
25th.
Okay, sorry.
Or 26th. We could say 26th.
25th.
25th. Maybe give or take a day?
Yeah. Might be the 27th. We'll see.
Or 24th.
Or until they sell out. Do you have like a sellout number? Like, have you?
I do.
Yeah? How many have you sold? Or tell us how many you've got left.
I've sold 85 so far.
Wow.
But there's 140 people in the group chat. So I'm like...
Okay.
There's a lot of people in the group chat who haven't bought a ticket. I don't know whether they're waiting.
Maybe, yeah.
For payday, perhaps.
Yeah, could be.
But, yeah. So, there's going to be 150 maximum.
Right, okay.
So,
still plenty of tickets. So, go and grab your tickets. Me and Shan are going to be there. There's loads of other nail techs going to be there. It's going to be such a good time.
You know Nails by Chelsea's going? You spotlighted her.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
She's donating for the raffle.
Oh, I love
all
that.
All the goodie bags. Yeah. There's goodie bags with like loads of stuff in as well. All the brands. That's actually...
How much worth of stuff? Products?
I couldn't tell you at this given moment, but we've got...
Don't spill
I'll just
the
give
beans
a
if
few
you don't.
Names.
Okay, go
Nails
on.
Looks. We've got a really exciting thing from them.
Oh.
Nail Order.
Yes.
Hona.
Yes. Standard.
I'll leave it there.
Okay. And Polished by Lauren. Oh, no, she's
no,
the raffle.
Raffle.
Okay, yeah.
Raffle.
That's fine.
And loads of discount codes.
Yes. And we are going to have a little cheeky discount code for our Patreon in there.
Woo-hoo!
That was a good segue. Well done. Do you want a job?
Get it in there. Slide it in.
So that is all about Maisie's event. Now we're just going to have, like, a little chat about, like, nail tech stuff. Is that all right?
I'm not sure about that.
We can
that.
Chat about pigeons if you want.
Let's talk about nail art stuff.
Okay. So, what's your favourite kind of set to do at the moment? Obviously, we're like spring, summer.
Yeah,
so.
I love the florals. I'm not going to lie. Because I feel like you've got so much variation as well.
Yes.
I really loved... I did a... it was a Hailey Bieber set. I think... I don't know what we're calling them. They were cherry blossom, maybe. It was like...
Oh, yes. They
with
were
a little pink in the middle and then a gold dot.
I did a set that was...
Did you?
With those flowers, yeah.
I really enjoyed them.
Yes, they were cute. Easy to do as well.
Yeah, but actually very effective.
Very effective, yes.
I love a hibiscus flower as well.
Yes, they are fun. Yeah. I think you taught me how to do hibiscus flowers.
I did a hibiscus flower tutorial for Hoover.
Yes, that was what taught me.
That was a live video. Oh, I don't know how I did that.
You've done so much.
But, like, to be live and basically doing this, know what I'm, like, just blabbing out.
Again, you did great.
Yeah, my cheeks were literally bright red. I was like...
Good job the camera was
and
on
I was,
you.
Yeah, I was, well, it was a little bit. I kept turning it backwards and forwards.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't notice your cheeks red.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, I sound so sarcastic.
I love it. We love a bit of sarcasm. You're welcome. It's fine. So, do you prefer the creative art side of the business or, like, the client connection side?
That's a hard one. I feel like, can I just answer to both?
That's a bit of a cop-out.
Oh, but I love both. probably chatting, I think.
Would you? So, like, if... For instance, like, somebody said to you, you're not allowed to paint, like, any designs on nails again. You'd still be happy.
Yeah, I probably would.
Would you?
If you can't paint any designs or if you can't speak to people.
Just in silence.
Yeah, then I'm going to choose. But to be honest, like...
I would choose the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd be like, nah, just don't talk to me, it's fine.
Oh, no, I love speaking to people. The old ladies.
Do you do a lot of elderly?
Yes, I do quite a lot. And that's, I do actually more plain sets than I do nail art sets.
Yeah.
And sometimes I prefer that.
Yeah.
I think it's just variation for me. I wouldn't want to do loads of plain and I wouldn't want a full day nail art.
That's exactly the same for me. Yeah. Like, if I have a day of clients where it's like, I know all of them are going to get nail art, I know that I'm going to be just like so tired at the
yeah.
end of the day.
Yeah.
Because it just takes so much brain work,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Definitely. And I can really appreciate just a clean,
yes,
builder gel nail.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so boring. I've literally just got plain on now.
Look how grown out my nail.
I actually already noticed that.
I've had the one for like 5 weeks.
What is that, fam?
No, it's Nail Orders Empress.
Ooh, it's gorge. They are blooming long.
No, look how disgusting that is.
This is like...
I actually bent that one yesterday and I was like, ugh.
Does it feel a bit tender now?
No, it's actually fine.
That's good.
But this... I've got Nail Orders Synergel on. I say this in every episode. I'm like, I've got Nail Orders Synergel on. It's so good.
Is it? Do you really like
it? It's very similar to Pure Foundation.
Yeah.
But I've had better retention with it because I really struggle with retention with my nails. I don't know if you do. But Pure Foundation sometimes lifts on me.
What, on the sides or...?
Yeah, like, more, like, under here.
Yeah, I have that. I've started actually taking a sanding band and just filing... Who did I see do that? Because this is hard gel, actually.
Oh, is it?
Have you tried... Oh,
yes,
you have.
Yes, I've tried it, yeah.
But this is the core. I like this one.
That's the one I tried, actually. I didn't really buy another pot. It was the retention.
Yeah.
I struggled with it.
Base coat.
But... Like, I use Hohner on most of my clients, like...
And there's no issues,
no,
yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. Like, some people should get on with it, some people don't.
Yes.
And that's okay.
That is okay. We're here to tell you that that is okay.
Everyone's different.
What's the next question? What is one piece of advice you wish you'd have been given earlier in your nail tech career?
That it's okay to say no to things.
Yes.
So, like... To be fair, when I did my training, I was taught in acrylics, and then I said to her, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, well, you won't be qualified in acrylic. I said, I will not be doing acrylic, so I didn't even want to do the exam.
Yeah.
Because I hated it. It gave me a headache straight away.
Oh, I was the same, yeah.
It was just not for me.
No.
I don't know really many people are using it these days. I think people grow their nails natural, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought something
cramp.
Had happened then. She's got cramp. I think, like, people lean more towards builder gel now.
Definitely.
But there's still people that don't know, like, what it is, what builder gel is, which I think
know.
Is crazy.
It is. Well, when people say, do you do biab?
Yeah.
Do you builder gel? That's a trademark.
I actually, that is one of my
pet peeves.
I hate it. Like, when somebody comments on my TikTok and they're like, what biab do you use? I'm like, don't use biab.
It's builder gel.
It's builder gel. But Nail Order have coined the term biap, haven't they? Builder in a pot. They've trademarked that.
Have they?
Yeah.
Biap.
Biap. Yeah. Like,
gosh.
Builder in a pot. Yeah.
That's not got a ring to it.
It gets too confusing sometimes though, can't it? Sorry, I know I'm not in the
No one can hear you. She's saying it can get too confusing sometimes.
Yeah. What? Can no one hear her from over there?
Maybe slightly.
If I shout...
Don't do that. Keep that in.
What was the question? I feel like I have...
One piece of advice. You wish.
Acrylics? No. And then I was moving on to gel extensions because I thought people wanted extensions. And then I don't enjoy doing it, so I thought, no, I'm not going to do
it. I did exactly the same. So I trained in acrylic, so I have like the qualification from college.
Yeah.
Because I was a like part of the course. And then I started offering it, and the smell in my house. I even bought like the monomer that doesn't smell, like the no scented one, but that didn't work very well.
It's horrible.
Yeah. The smell was disgusting. I just couldn't, and I didn't enjoy it.
No.
I think like being an acrylic nail tech is like a craft in itself. Like it's not, it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like people do like acrylic nail art and stuff like that. Like it's just,
I mean, that's it. Like we were learning how to do the acrylic ombre, like the encapsulation.
Reverse French.
That.
Oh my God. Where
no,
you got to do the,
come on
oh,
now.
That was hideous.
I was like, this is where I'm checking out. I am not doing acrylic.
I'm done.
Yeah. My teacher was like, you're not going to be qualified in that. So I don't care, Lucy.
I don't care.
I actually don't. Like, I don't want to do it. And it's the same, like, I mean, I am still doing late evenings, but I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to work 9 till 7:30.
No.
And it's kind of like, I'm self-employed for a reason.
Yep.
But I'm not.
You're not
reaping
taking
the benefits.
Yeah, you're not taking advantage of it.
Why am I doing that? So I definitely say, you can say no to things. Mm. And like, as soon as you start saying yes, you're in a bit of a repetitive, like if you say yes to gel extensions, then that person's going to be a repeat gel extension client. So I had to say to a few of them, look, I know you want extensions, but I'm not offering them anymore. So
I did the same. Like I was doing Swift tips.
Yeah.
Full cover tip extensions. And I hated it.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy applying it. I didn't enjoy infilling it. I hated the whole process. So what I did was just let my clients' nails grow out, and now they have hard gel.
Yeah,
and like
exactly.
I'll file away their natural nail underneath.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can have it like that.
100%. Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, they can grow the nails to the length which they want them. And even though it takes, but some people don't want to do that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So you can go elsewhere.
Yes.
And that's it. Like, just say no. If you don't want to, say no.
I like that advice because I think that when you're first starting out, you just fall into the trap of like you said, just saying yes.
Yeah. 100%.
And I think that like in some ways that is a really good thing because I do think you've just got to dive in head first and you've just got to, you've got to try things. You've got to like figure out what it is
definitely.
That works for you.
We could have loved using Swift tips.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually I didn't.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
that's our thing to say. That's okay.
That's okay. That's the slogan. We need a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Don't you worry about it.
Okay, so like for future plans and stuff, do you see yourself doing more events in the future?
Definitely. I want to do a few more lower key ones.
Okay.
So maybe people a bit more closer. So I was thinking of doing like a one day, just a afternoon event,
mm-hmm.
pottery painting or something.
Sign me up. I'm travelling 2 hours to come do
that. No, but I would just get an Airbnb and do it in different places. So that
Like,
I'll travel around.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think and that might make people who were, like, too anxious to go to a whole, like, evening event.
Yes.
And stay over. That might be, like, their gateway into it.
Yeah.
I just want people to make more friends.
Yeah, and, because it's so hard.
For sure.
Because you know brands. So that's kind of a good thing that you're doing because I think that's why we don't have the connections we do because brands have stopped doing brand ambassadorships where they'll take people to places.
Yeah.
Whereas if you bring that in, that will be a great way for people to make more connections.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, so Shan just made a really good point off camera. She just can't help herself.
Are you sure you don't want to just hop in?
You can hop in for the last 5 minutes if you want. She's done very well. I'm proud of her. She was saying that because brands don't really have brand ambassadors anymore, that basically, like, those sort of connections, you don't have those connections. Like, because it used to be a thing where like brands would have brand ambassadors and they would do like events for their brand ambassadors. Yeah. Whereas like now it's all like these massive, like big events that are great, but people don't necessarily want that. Like what you just said, like pottery painting with just maybe like 20 people, it and sounds perfect.
Or like sip and paint.
Yeah. Cake decorating.
100%. I've actually got a list on my phone of all of these small little
events.
Even literally just like meet in a coffee shop and have a chat.
Yeah.
There's like, I just want to do more low-key ones. But also like, it's nice to have brand ambassador events, but I want the beginning LTEX to be welcome and all of that. That's anyone.
Very true, yeah. Yeah. You want everyone to feel like they're... they can be involved even if they're like right at the start of their journey. Yeah,
and that's actually just going back to my event. A lot of people have messaged to say, I'm a beginning LTEC, am I invited? I'm like, of course.
Oh,
or like, I've got someone who's literally getting qualified the week before. She's doing a training the week before and she was like, would I be all right to come? I'm not yet qualified. And I said, well, like, I'm not going to say if you're not qualified, you're not allowed to come. No. But like, she is going to be in that and she is going to get qualified a week before. Yeah. So it's all good.
Do you,
but
what have a you nice ever, thing. Have you ever had someone buy a ticket that's not a nail tech?
No. Don't put that into
what
the
would
universe.
You do?
I don't know.
Just like, so sorry, I'm going to have to refund
like,
you.
I did a poll thing saying who's coming to my summer soiree, but I didn't put nail tech. Mm. And a few of my clients were like, yes, yes.
Oh.
No.
Sorry, it's not for you. You have your time
you're
with me.
You're uninvited.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
But that was like a lesson. Nail tech summer soiree.
Yes. Yeah.
Not just my summer soiree. Yeah. Because that's caused a few issues. But so, yeah, that's not going to happen. If someone comes in... Ooh.
Ooh. The light just went off.
Pause.
We lost a light.
It's that one. Is it
is it on a, it's maybe on a timer, is it?
You have to hold it.
Oh, that's okay. It doesn't matter because we're nearly done anyway.
It was full battery. On the power thing.
Yeah, no. It's all right, though.
It doesn't matter.
Alrighty.
We've lost a light. We're in darkness. Yeah. Well, that's like all the questions I have. Do you want to talk about anything else?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
She's done. She's out of it.
I've not got any. I don't think so.
No?
No. We've had our pigeon chat, talked about the...
Now I'm going to have to get a pigeon t-shirt.
And you're going to have to do some pigeon nails.
Yes, I will.
On yourself.
On myself. On that thumb. I'll give you that one.
Okay, thank you. No, I think that's all.
Yeah. So make sure that you go and buy tickets for Maisie's event. Link is in her bio on Instagram and TikTok, both.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can find her at Maisie Jackson Beauty on
that's
everything.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got that right. Yeah. There's no like dots or
no.
No.
Maisie Jackson Beauty.
And make sure you tune in to the Patreon episode. Shan is going to be jumping on and answering a listener's question with Maisie. It'll be about a half an hour episode, which that's sort of like what it'll be every week, so it'll be like a 30 minute bonus episode. But yeah, there's lots of other content over there. One thing that I wanted to mention about the Patreon was about the payment. So it's set at £9.95 a month, but you do get the VAT is added on, so it does make it £12 a month. Now, one cheeky thing that they do is if you are wanting to join on the app on your Apple phone specifically, Android is fine, you don't have to worry about that, on your Apple phone, why am I saying that? iPhone. On your iPhone, it does add an extra charge. So unfortunately, it makes it £14.50, which I think is absurd and is a massive jump from £9.95.
If you do it on your iPhone?
Yeah, on the app specifically, yeah. Cheeky. Like, if you download the app and try and join via that, it adds on an extra charge. So to avoid that fee, if you just join on your browser, so like on Safari or Google Chrome, just join that way and then you can go on the app and our membership will come up for you. It just means that you avoid that fee. And I don't know why they do it. We don't get any extra money for it. It's just something cheeky that they do. So yeah, that's what I wanted to mention. Anything else I need to mention, Shan?
I don't think so.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Anything else? YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, leave us a comment. What should they comment, Maisie? We always give them we always give them an emoji they should comment, so give us one.
Is there a pigeon emoji?
Pigeon? I think there is, actually.
I'm not sure. Yeah, do a quick check.
A quick check, Shan.
There's no pigeon.
Oh, what?
And we need to do Nail Tech Spotlight.
A duck. Oh yeah, Nail Tech Spotlight. There's a chicken.
Chicken. Oh, cow. Highland cow. That's
okay, leave a Highland cow in the comments for Maisie to let us know that you loved this episode. And I am an idiot and forgot that I need to do Nail Tech Spotlight. So acting like I was wrapping it up, but we're definitely not wrapping it up right now. So Maisie has chosen this week's Nail Tech Spotlight, which is so exciting. So Maisie, would you like to say a few words and let us know who the spotlight is?
I would like to spotlight Polished by Kirsten.
Yes.
Have you ever met her?
I haven't met her, no, but she, I think we've spoken a couple of times online.
Yeah. She's so lovely. I've met her three times. She's such a lovely girl. She's incredible at a job. Go and give her a little follow, have a look. She does a lot on TikTok as well, a lot of lives and things like that, and she's so supportive. So she's the kind of girl you want as your friend.
Is she going to the soiree?
I'm not sure yet. She's from South Wales, so it would be a real trek. She's looking to see if anyone could go with her.
But she'll be going to the Hona event, I'm guessing, September.
Yeah, and she was at the Hona event in Liverpool.
Yeah. You might see her at the event, might not.
You might.
But yes, go and show Polished by Kirsten some love. There's no underscores or anything in her.
No, it's just Polished by Kirsten.
But as usual, it will be in the description, along with everything else, along with Maisie's social media, all of that jazz. Anything else you want to shout out? Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
No. Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you next week, I suppose. This feels really weird doing this without Shan. Right. See you later. Bye.